brothers and sisters, I finally realize how General Custer must have felt with all those... I want you to know that it's a great honor and a privilege to be in your presence today and in the presence of our prophet and all those that assist him in the kingdom of God. I am proud to say to you and to declare to you today, brothers and sisters, to be a descendant of Lehi, Nephi, and all the great Book of Mormon prophets. I am proud to be a child of the Book of Mormon people. I have found my true heritage. I have found my true identity. I am a son of God, a child of God, a child of the Book of Mormon, a child of Lehi, a rich heritage that extends all the way back to my Heavenly Father, through Moses and Abraham and great prophets. I'm also proud to let you know that I'm proud to be a descendant of great Indian chiefs of our country. I am proud to be a descendant of Red Cloud, Sitting Bull, Chief Joseph, Chief Dodge, Chief Crazy Horse, and all these great Indian chiefs that did so well and fought for their people. I want you to know that these men were great. I wouldn't be surprised if they are all in paradise. And I wouldn't be surprised if all of them are converted. Maybe some of them are on the fourth discussion. I'm proud of my rich heritage. To you, my people, the Lamanite people, on Indian reservations and in the cities of our country and through the islands of the sea, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is our elder brother. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. We have a choice heritage. I want you to know, you Lamanite people, our Heavenly Father loves you. Jesus Christ, your elder brother, loves you. He has died for you. He has sacrificed his life, overcame our sins. He conquered death for each of you and every man on earth. He is our elder brother. He is Jesus Christ. He lives, God of this earth, our elder brother. To you in the church, throughout the world, as members of the church, I too declare to you that the time has come to lay aside our differences, to join hands as children of God. We have a great job to do to bring many more choice spirits of our Heavenly Father into his kingdom all over the world. The time has come for all of us to be 365 days a year Latter-day Saints, and 7 days a week Latter-day Saints, not only on Sunday. The Lord has need of every Latter-day Saint to be a missionary, to bring others into his church. The time has come, brothers and sisters, to realize that we have no guarantee to celestial kingdom. Just because we're members of this church does not give us a guarantee to celestial kingdom. Only if we endure to the end and are faithful until he comes again. To you, my brothers and sisters in the world, who are still searching for truth, who deny the existence of God, I declare to you today, I give you two challenges. I challenge you to find another church, another organization, another way of life that has 12 apostles, that has a prophet, that is run by revelation, that baptizes by immersion. You will find there is no other church, there is no other way. That is like the church that we have, the same church that Jesus Christ organized. Here in this very soil that we are living on today and in the Bible. That is my first challenge to you. My second challenge to you is to look around you. What do you see? You see a beautiful creation, a handiwork of Jesus Christ, our elder brother, our Savior. He's done so many wonderful things for us. How can we deny, as intelligent as we are, the existence of a God, the greatest witness of Jesus Christ? He's right before your very eyes. The trees, the grass, the universe, the moon, the sun. Can any mortal man create human beings? Can any mortal man create the grass, the universe, the sun, the moon, the rain, the snow, the trees, the very food we eat? Can any mortal man create such a beautiful world as we see and as we live in today? How can we, as scientists and learned men, deny the existence of God and Jesus Christ when right before our very eyes, no mortal man can duplicate what we see? This is enough to tell all of us there is a God, there is a divine God, there is a divine Christ, Jesus Christ. He lives. He is the creator of this world. He is the creator of all of us. This is his plan. This is his way of life. All of us must realize that when we die and go to paradise, if we make it there, that as a pale face, you will not find United States in paradise. You might as well realize that we're going to go all in the same place. As an Indian, I will not find an Indian reservation in paradise. As a Hopi, you will not find no Hopi reservation. As a Japanese, you will not find China in paradise. And I want to tell you, Elder Komatsu, that you will not find Japan in paradise. Every man, every woman, as a member of this church, brothers and sisters, we might as well realize, let's live together, we're brothers and sisters. We all go to the same place if we're righteous, if we endure to the end. There is no United States, there is no Navajo reservation in paradise. God lives, Jesus Christ lives, brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.